Good morning. It's the Andy Summer Show on 92.5 XTU. We're going to talk about one of our favorite things.
Food!
Yay!
Yummy.
You know, everybody grows up eating sandwiches, right? Mm-hmm. So you kind of develop a taste for a certain one. Maybe it's unusual or maybe it's an old standby. So BuzzFeed did a poll and they came up with their list of the best sandwiches. Mm-hmm. To ever happen.
Yeah, and I have no argument with number one. Do you have an argument with
number one? Number one is definitely something that I feel like everyone can get by.
Okay, it's the rest of the list you have a little
I kind of do. Yeah. I kind of do. So we're going to save number one. I just want you to stew over that for a while. Coming in at number two with 19% of the vote is the club sandwich, which I have a problem with that, the club sandwich. It's just too big.
Yeah, I'm not a club sandwich person either.
It's just too much bread.
It's messy. And I'm not sure how to eat it properly. Yeah. I don't know if there's a certain way you're supposed to eat the club sandwich. I don't know.
And what my biggest problem with it, because even like if you go to a nice restaurant and you order a club sandwich, then it's great because you have some leftover for later, right? Maybe by the time you drive home, you want the rest of it or the next day for lunch. So I get that. But when I'm eating it, I inhale so much air trying to get my mouth around the gigantic sandwich that I end up getting bloated. I mean, that's just a personal problem.
You can't look attractive eating a club sandwich. That,
no, there's no way.
There was a poll of the sandwich where you look least attractive.
Yeah.
Club sandwich.
Club sandwich is it.
And even if you get it like cut up with the toothpicks in it, are you supposed to take the toothpick out ahead of time? I don't know.
Right? And then it goes in your nose? Because you know if you take it out too early, the thing's falling apart.
Everywhere.
But if you leave it in too long, you're impaling your face.
Yes.
So club sandwich should just be out. Number three should really be number two for me. The BLT.
Okay.
The BLT is just the most bonkers delicious, especially if you have it on ciabatta, like a ciabatta roll or ciabatta bread, because then you get the sweet from the bread and then the crispy, salty bacon. And
you can probably hear Andy drooling on the microphone.
I know. And then the lettuce and tomato, as long as they're fresh and crisp so that, you know, like then you have like that fresh flavor next to the salty, smoky of the bacon. Mm-hmm. And you need mayonnaise because I think mayonnaise belongs on every sandwich almost.
And that should jump to number two.
Do you want club off
the list completely?
I think the club sandwich is garbage.
Okay. Right.
There's too many things that could go wrong with the club sandwich. I appreciate that there's bacon in it because that's the only place I really enjoy bacon is on a good sandwich. Mm-hmm. But I think the club sandwich should be gone. So number one on this list. Tell me how you like yours before we say what it is. How do you like your number one?
I like it just as is with nothing. Well, I know it's not going to be a shock. I don't like anything put in, but I don't eat, and I never thought I would say this. I prefer this without bacon, without ham.
Yeah, without tomatoes.
Without tomatoes. Just the straight up.
So do you toast it or do you grill it?
I grill it.
Okay.
I grill it.
And do you mayonnaise or do you do butter?
I do butter.
All right.
I've heard good things about mayonnaise. I don't like mayo, but I understand I wouldn't know the difference is what I'm told.
Yeah, I think you would.
Oh,
I go with
straight butter. Yeah.
Okay, so but you're a butter guy.
I'm a butter guy.
You're not toasting it.
No. I understand the way you do yours is elaborate and a lot more steps. I could probably eat four of mine by the time you're done making one of yours.
Probably, because I like different layers of flavors. Therefore, I use different cheese. So we're talking about the classic grilled cheese sandwich, which, I mean, you can't go wrong with just American cheese on grilled bread.
Right.
Like, there's nothing that's going to work every time.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you add some specialties to it, you know, like sometimes I put some spicy hummus in there. And then the cheese melts in with it, and then it gets super creamy and delicious. I mean, there's so many different ways for you to do a grilled cheese, but there are so many sandwiches on here that aren't on this list. I mean, peanut butter and jelly makes the list of the top 10, but where's a Fluffernutter? Hello? Add fluff to that peanut butter, and you've got the greatest sandwich.
Yeah, not on the list at all.
No, that really should be number two, the Fluffernutter. Mm-hmm.
Number two?
Yeah.
Well, now you're just
and then you
crazy
toast
sauce.
That bread, so you've got crunchy and you've got, like the smooth,
the squishy,
salty,
yeah.
and the sweet. It's a little bit of everything in one bite.
You're quite a sandwich connoisseur.
So what is the best sandwich? I mean, we can't dispute that the grilled cheese is the number one.
Mm-hmm.
But what other sandwiches should be on this list is what we need to know.
Let us know.
Getting into back to school season.
Yeah. Andy needs a moment with the Fluffernutter not making the list here. 215-263-6700. Let us know.
Wake up.
Wake up.
The Andy Summers Show. 5:30 to 10 a.m.
Every morning. 92.5 XTU.
So we were just talking about sandwiches and how BuzzFeed has a poll that has grilled cheese as the greatest sandwich of all time.
But Destry would like to add to that. So what else are you putting on your cheesy sandwich, and what kind of cheese are you using, Destry?
The all-time best drunk sandwich is a pepperoni mozzarella toasted sandwich with sauce.
So do you dunk it in the sauce, or is the sauce there?
I dunk it right in there.
That sounds amazing. Why have I not thought of this before?
You got to do it when you're drunk. That's the only time you remember.
There you go.
Okay. That's brilliant. Awesome. Thank you, Destry.
All right, Eddie, how do you like your sandwich?
I like peanut butter and cream cheese. It has to be crunchy peanut butter, though. It can't be creamy.
Hold on.
Peanut butter and what?
Cream cheese.
That's what I thought you said. Peanut butter and cream cheese?
Yes, it's amazing.
Really? How do you know this? Did your mother serve this to you? I've never heard of
Andy
such
wants
a
to know
thing.
So do you have two slices of bread, you put peanut butter on one and cream cheese on the other and jam them together?
Absolutely. Jam it together.
Like, speaking of jam, I've had cream cheese with jam or jelly on, like, a bagel or something. Okay. Like, that's lovely because you get the sweet and the little bit of salty and the creamy and the gelatinous. But I don't, like, what is the benefit of having the peanut butter and the cream cheese? Like, do you also eat peanut butter cheese sandwiches, like American cheese with peanut butter?
No, not peanut butter cheese, but peanut butter cream cheese is really good.
What do you think? I wish you could see the face Andy's making right now.
I don't know.
Although if someone was here, Andy, if Eddie was here and he made it for you, you'd take a bite though, wouldn't you?
I would 100% take a bite. Okay. I think I might make one when I get home just to see. Eddie, thank you for calling.
Love you guys. Love your show.
Thanks,
Eddie.
You can always text or give us a call with your favorite sandwich. Maybe it's interesting like Eddie's. 215-263-6700.
Boy, once we get down the rabbit hole of sandwiches, Andy, there's a lot happening. It's all started because BuzzFeed had a poll of people's favorite sandwiches. Grilled cheese came in at number one, although as we're finding out, there's a million different ways you can make grilled cheese. But Warren, what is your go-to sandwich?
So have you guys ever heard of the restaurant Cheeseburger Cheeseburger?
Yeah.
The times I go there, I get the bacon cheeseburger, but you have to add the peanut butter to it.
You know, I have heard of people putting peanut butter on their cheeseburgers.
Yes,
it's a thing. It is definitely a thing.
Because that peanut butter, when that melts, it's just so gooey and goodness. It's amazing.
I mean, I wouldn't mind eating peanuts with,
Producer Donnie in the other room was giving thumbs up. Yeah. He's like, yeah, that's good.
I feel like that might be worth it. And here's the thing, too. Just a little life lesson when you're eating really greasy hamburgers or cheeseburgers. Mm-hmm. If you line the bread with fat, like mayonnaise, avocado, peanut butter, then the bread doesn't get soggy. Your bun isn't going to get all greasy and gross.
Nobody likes a soggy bun.
Yeah. So, Warren, thank you for the bacon cheeseburger with peanut butter recommendation.
So, Christy, what is your go-to sandwich?
Hi there. My go-to sandwich is toast with mayonnaise on it, Lebanon bologna, cold baked beans, lettuce, and the flat sandwich pickles.
Stop it. What is that? What even is that? Well,
it's delicious.
Once you hit the beans, that took a weird left turn, right?
Don't they just fall out?
It's very sloppy, but it is so delicious. You got to try it. I'm not kidding
you. Wait, go over the combination again. There was so much I lost track.
So it's toast with mayonnaise on it, Lebanon bologna, lettuce, baked beans. Oh my gosh, I forgot American cheese. Don't forget your American cheese.
I was wondering about that. Is there cheese on it too? So, yes. I mean, it's a salt sandwich is what it is.
Essentially.
Goodness, you must just swell. Like, my wedding ring wouldn't even be able to fit
you
on
my hand.
You
wash it down
anymore.
With one of those giant tubs of water they have in office break rooms, right?
It's so worth it.
Five gallon. That's hilarious. Well, thank you so much for that, Christy.
Yeah,
we have a couple from the text messages too, Dave. Somebody said the meatloaf sandwich, just lettuce, mayo, meatloaf.
That sounds solid.
There's also one. Casey said tomatoes and mayonnaise. Now, Casey said that she's from Virginia, so she says southern tomatoes, but I'll bet she doesn't realize you can get really great Jersey tomatoes.
Ooh.
So I'm going to say the Jersey tomatoes will challenge the southern tomatoes every time, Casey. So give those a try. And then this one. Bagel or rye, toasted with ketchup, Claussen and pickles, American cheese, and a hard-boiled egg.
Oh,
what? What What even is that?
Is that Belle a I approve Belle, or is that what did I just read?
Yeah, I don't even know. I mean, I think that this, like, I'm putting baked beans on my sandwich before I'm putting...
You're
going to
take Chrissy's sandwich before you do that?
Rye. Pickles and hard-boiled eggs and ketchup.
It's almost like you just Googled ingredients of things, and that's what came up. And how about one more finally? Gary, what is your go-to sandwich?
Oh, it's got to be a peanut butter and banana sandwich.
Yes!
Oh.
Really?
Oh, yeah, they're awesome.
It is.
I mean, I'm sure a fluffernutter and peanut butter beats it really bad, but... It's really good.
But
I like it.
Here's the thing, and it's funny because this has been a topic of conversation as of late in the Summers household. The banana is the perfect fruit because it's delicious. It goes with so many things, and it completely fills you up. So you start your day with a peanut butter and banana sandwich. You don't have to eat again until dinner.
That's exactly right. And you've got all that protein and all that potassium.
Yes.
The white bread isn't that great, but everything else is good.
Gary, you're a man after my own stomach.
You've won the day, Gary. Well played. Well played. Thank you, sir.
The Andy Summers Show.
This is the People's Country Show. Is that cool with y'all?
On 92.5 XTU. Love you. Love your show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.